Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Tyson Harley on the Scales of Truth. And sometimes it's just interesting where you find more truth. And it's just, it doesn't matter if you've stumbled upon truth and interesting observations late. It's not about timeline. It's about understanding the world better. So this one, I have never looked into the Las Vegas shooting. Whenever I see anything like that, I am concerned. I've had episodes on informants being involved in events or near events. I mean, it's a little bit, harder to believe that any informants or FBI agents would be involved in actual events. But we also know there are false flags. I've put up a great one off of Live Leak, where now, granted, it's overseas, but to at least understand that human nature will allow this, especially when conflict is involved, where there's a car bomb, but a security camera shows that a car pulls up, they prepare the car, it explodes, so it's in flames, and then all of a sudden, a bunch of victims run into scene and lay on the ground, and right behind them, a bunch of, emergency responders are dealing with them so that they can get that little clip of video. It's obviously a setup. There wasn't anybody around when the car exploded, and it was an explosion, but really just made the car set on fire. It's not like it was a massive bomb. So things like that do happen. Human nature is human nature. We are inherently evil. And when the bigger enemies we have are made up for ourselves, or we are paid to have enemies, then we do some true shenanigans. I do believe that most people want to be left alone. And so if everybody would just leave each other alone, they wouldn't find, the inclination or the motivation to truly do anything quite like those types of things. So nonetheless, I've never looked into the Las Vegas shooting. I mean, it happened October of 2017, so it's literally 4 years and 2 months old. But there's a video that you just have to make a clear conclusion on. And you're going to find that the clear conclusion is just against clear conclusion. I think I may have mispronounced that. Clear conclusion is just against the official conclusion. And that doesn't mean that any conspiracies were involved. It doesn't prove anything except what it says. The clear conclusion is against the official conclusion. And you just have to mull that about in your head or do more digging to understand whether it's any more than that. And what you're going to find right here, just in the audio evidence alone in the main video, I mean, I didn't know anything about this till tonight, but there's a big cabbie video that's a main video for that was ballied about as, the big dramatic video. So you're going to hear gunfire that's far away and clearly is not an echo because you don't hear it close. And then separately, you're going to hear gunfire that is close. And they don't always pair with each other. Sometimes it's only the far away gun fire. Sometimes it's the close gunfire. Sometimes it seems to be both, but not really in an echo sense. But if it was an echo, you would always have them pairing together. She's on the surface streets near the hotel, I believe, but certainly the surface streets. And she's not streaking through at 40 miles an hour. She's just kind of driving slowly. And of course, the other odd thing is cabbie, though she may allegedly be, who knows for sure, because she doesn't even freak out when suddenly these shots seem very close. So I'm going to let you listen to about a minute and 25 of the video. Then we'll reemphasize again what I was talking about. Again, you're going to listen for shots that seem close and then shots that seem far away that are by themselves that are not an echoey type of a situation. And then shots that seem close again separately. And the clear conclusion is there are two different locations for the gunfire. So how can it be the one dude up in the suite? It just can't. All right, let's listen.
Oh. Yeah, it does. It sounds like automatic gunfire. Now it sounds like it's coming from farther away.
All right. So the interesting thing to note about that is, well, first what I told you, that you could clearly hear, you know, it's totally different. And then also interesting is that this alleged cabbie, and it wouldn't be the first time some supplementary documentation was put together. Allegedly, the document, the record of documentation was supplemented with fake stuff. So it's interesting because that last little bit sounds very, very loud. And yet she just keeps just barely driving along, just eventually does a speed dial thing. It's a little bit insane. These are clearly coming from two different locations. Now, why the final conclusion? You know, humans are stupid. I don't know what to tell you. They should have and could have easily come to the conclusion of, listen, there may have been others, but we don't know who they are. And it's an open investigation and we're trying, but it is what it is. Or there were others. We have video, a record of there clearly being shots that are much closer. We have audio experts who agree that there's no possible way that can be anything but two locations. We know of the one shooter. The rest of it is an open case. You know, it doesn't have to mean that because they covered it up that they're in on it. It's just like JFK, J. Edgar Hoover, basically led the Warren Commission by coming to a conclusion in less than a week or right at a week that it was only Lee Harvey Oswald. After that, that's just kind of the direction the Warren Commission went, even though there's no way J. Edgar Hoover's FBI had done anywhere near enough work to really know anything. And of course, it was entirely wrong because plainly and simply. But regardless, even in that case, I guess my point is, without going into JFK, is that, you know, sometimes people want a conclusion, investigation to be wrapped up. Now, would I do that? No, I think it's ridiculous and it really damages people's perception of the legitimacy of law enforcement. So in my opinion, there's no way you should do that. But I also know that it happens. So I don't know if I'll do this. Yeah, let's listen to it one more time. And again, then you even note that the cabbie says, oh, that's far away now. So you hear it close, you hear it far. It's clearly not echoes. And you know, guys, you don't have to apologize for just speaking the truth and then coming to the conclusion. We have to get to that place in the world where maybe you don't, you know, you're not the crusader about it every day, but if anybody asks you, you don't feel ashamed to go, yeah, there's two shots, two shooters. I mean, clear evidence that there were two shooters. They apparently didn't find them and didn't want to, didn't want to keep looking because they wanted to close up the investigation nice and clean, but there were clearly shots coming from two different locations. And you just say that because we've got to start being plain speaking. We have to start being that way. So let's listen and then I'll let you go with this one.
Thank you.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like automatic gunfire. Now it sounds like it's coming from farther away.
Yeah, I mean, don't apologize for coming to conclusions late. The truth is the truth. The truth is relevant. The truth doesn't stop becoming relevant just because you understood a specific truth and a specific event before the first year. It is still worthy of mentioning and standing up for. All right, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley.